Right, we are on Daf Mem Tesla and Aleph at the two dots, so about 15 lines down. So we're discussing now the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. And the Braisa says, Tanabon and Mao Chaisim, or some of the Girsa, Mao Chaisim Ba. What is the Girsa, what is the Chasima that one should say, or that one should conclude the bracha, the third bracha? So again, the Girsa of the Rif is Binyan Yerushalayim. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. You conclude with the words Binyan Yerushalayim or Binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. He says you conclude with the words Moshiach Yisrael. So ask the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim Loi, what it's preferable to conclude with Moshiach Yisrael as opposed to Binyan Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Bnei Yerushalayim loy bitzmiyah im chasam bnei Yerushalayim lav chasimahi halay ikar bracha Yerushalayim. I mean, surely the ikar bracha is about Yerushalayim. So surely, if you would conclude with the nusach of bnei Yerushalayim, surely that's the best chasima. Says the Gemara, Elaema af meishe Yisrael. The chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah is that you can even conclude the bracha with Meshia Yisrael. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Eleima af Meshia, imba lachte Meshia Yisrael, v'leichostam b'in Yerushalayim yotza. So you're not mazker Yerushalayim, you're mazker Yisrael yotza. Shetshuas Yisrael hi b'in Yerushalayim. Because the tshua of Klal Yisrael is gufa, the binyan of Yerushalayim. It's an interesting Divri Chamudis. The Divri Chamudis says over here, we say that, okay, the Shaila is, do you conclude with Bnei Yerushalayim, or Meshi Yisrael, or even Meshi Yisrael? So the Divri Chamudis says like this, he says, Kosev ha-mardcha b'seif brachas shemaharam ha-ya-omer Bnei Barachamov. That's how he would, that was his nusach, Bnei Barachamov, Yerushalayim, as opposed to just Bnei Yerushalayim. And he brings some other Rishonim who disagree. They're called by an Archas Chaim who disagree, and they say she'ena nuscha miduyekes. You should not say Bnei Barachamov. There's a kpeda not to say Bnei Barachamov according to these Rishonim. Lefi shaleiti bani Yerushalayim ela b'mishpat. This Yerushalayim will be rebuilt with mishpat. Shenem ratzien b'mishpat tipada, and so on. The Imaymer Barachamov. Then there's a question of right. Are you machzir nesay? You're not machzir nesay, and so on. Also, upon him, that is the din as to whether you say Barachamov or not.
Can I ask? Why is it different? Why is it different from the Bnei Yerushalayim in Shem?
Why is it different to what?
Why is it different from the Bnei Yerushalayim in Shem and Esra? Why is it different?
As to what you mean, rachamim.
Invention.
You mean the Gabi the Shaila?
It's the same thing.
Okay.
But it's different.
I hear. Well, maybe afterwards we'll come to that. Okay. Yeah. No, we'll discuss it afterwards. Okay, good. So, fine. Says the Gemara, Rabba Barav Huna Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. So he went to the house of Lebei Reish Galusa, Pasach Bechada Vesim Betarati. So he opened up. Meaning here, but that, I mean, what are we doing? Rachim, we say Rachim, or Rachim No, and we mention Yerushalayim, we mention Klal Yisrael, we mention Yerushalayim. So we mention two things, Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So he was Pasach B'chada. He only mentioned one of the two. My Rashi says Kishiskol B'bracha Le'am Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Nechav Al Yerushalayim Yerecha Elachas Mian. He just said one of the two. Either he mentioned Yisrael or he mentioned Yerushalayim. But when he was Messiah, when he made the Chasim of Asiyim Betarti, he ended off by mentioning both. So Amr Chizda Gevurta Lamechta Betarti. Is it a good thing? Is it a chiddush to show off that you're able to mention two different things? You're not supposed to end off with two things. The chasima always needs to be the me'ein the psicha. If the psicha was one, the chasima should be one. Rotanya Rebbe Emer Ein Chasimim B'Shtayim, and therefore it was wrong for you to be chasim with two different things. So Gufa Rebbe Emer Ein Chasimim B'Shtayim, Eisvei Levi the Rebbe Ala Aretz V'Ala Mozin. You say Ala Aretz V'Ala Mozin. That's two separate things, two inyanim. So we answer no. It's not two things, but rather it's Eretz the Mafka Mozin. It's a land which is mafkia, which is mitzi mazim. Al aretz, al peiris. So we say eretz the mafke peiris, the same thing. And we mentioned before that it's a little bit more of a chiddush, at least with Peiris, because Peiris, there's the ground, and then there's the tree, and then there's the fruit. If there's the wheat, it's just that the ground is made to the wheat directly. But if there's fruit, so then there's the ground, which has the tree, and then the tree is, but even that's considered to be Eretz Nemafke Peiris. Then we say, Megadish Yisrael Vazman Emai, that seems to be two separate chasinois. So we say, no, Yisrael, the continual Zmanim, Klal Yisrael are empowered with the ability to be Mekadesh the Zman, and therefore it's considered to be one. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rashi Chadashim. Same thing, Yisrael the Kachinu Rashi Chadashim. Right, the Gemara, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu. You're right, this one, Taka, has the appearance of two. This has the appearance of two, meaning we said Yisrael v'Hazmanim really is considered to be one, because Klal Yisrael Mekadesh HaZmanim. But it says Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Shabbos is fixed, it's set. It's not dependent on our Kedusha. Therefore, it does have the appearance of two. Says the Gemara, Chutz Mizu, you're right. This one, Taka, has the appearance of two. So asks the Gemara, well, great, so Maishna. So then why can't you, even if you're Pesach with one, and you only say Rachim Yisrael al Yisrael Amecha, why can't you mention Yisrael and Yerushalayim in the Chasima? And don't tell me Ein Chesem B'Shtayim. If you see over here, you're able to. So why not over there? So the Gemara says, Hacha Chada Hi Hasem Tarti Kol Chada V'Chada Ba'Api Nafsho. So let's take a look. Rashi says, let's look at the two Rashi's. Rashi says, Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Yisrael B'Azmanim V'Hacha Leka L'Meim B'Yisrael Mekadesh L'Shabbos. Uzmanim, you can't say that. The ilu uzmanim tliyin bebezdin lekadosh chadashim al piyariyo. Correct. Avol Shabbos kedusha v'kayma. Shabbos is fixed. It's kedusha. It's got nothing to do with us. It's independent. So we say you're right. Chutz mizu. Umayishna. What's the difference? Hachachadi. Meaning ein kan ella birkas mekadosh shemivorach hakadosh baruch hu shemekadosh Shabbos v'zmanim. Meaning really. You're right, it does have the appearance of two, but it really is one inyan insofar as we're mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Mekadesh Shabbos and the Zmanim, Avo Mashiach Yisrael Ubeini Yerushalayim Tarti Milininu. That those are two distinct things, meaning the salvation of Klal Yisrael and the binyan of Yerushalayim are lav dafka, mamish the same thing. That's two separate things. Ve'ein koilon ve'ez dvarim bebrach achas. Rashi says, "V'le'garas ha b'ha talia." Rashi says we do not have the girsa of ha b'ha talia, which means that there was a girsa in the Rishonim which answered this question. The question was, why is it when it comes to mikdash hashabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim that it's got the appearance? It suddenly has the appearance of two, and yet that we allow, but we don't allow Mashiach Yisrael ben Yerushalayim. So we answer, you know why? Because Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanim Ha B'Ha Talia. One is dependent on the other. Says Rashi, that's not our girsa. Whose girsa is that? The girsa of the Rif. The girsa of the Rif. And there is a very, very interesting Talmid Rabbein Yoina. That's the girsa. So brings the Rif. Amayishna. Says the girsa of the Rif. Amayishna Hanach Kol Chada V'Chada B'Api Nam Shekziva Avohacha Ha B'Ha Talia. One is dependent on the other. What exactly does it mean? So, I don't know, I think this is a Peledic Aloshna of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. So Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina say like this. He says, by when it comes to Mishi Yisrael ben Yerushalayim, Mishim dekol chad v'chad v'api nafsha shari matzinu kama psukim shemazker b'mshuas Yisrael b'lvad. There's plenty of psukim which speak only about the salvation of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ina mazkevim ben Yerushalayim k'dechsiv Yisrael neshav Hashem teshuas elamim. So it speaks about the salvation for Klal Yisrael. The rabbim ke'ela lefikach dainin lo kishtayim. Therefore it's considered like two. The ein chesim behem. Abul mekadesh ha-shabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. Abishai, listen to this one. Mekadesh ha-shabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. Abul b'shenirim kishtayim inyin echadhu. Why? Shekedushas Yisrael teluya bekedushas Hashabbos. Peladik ezach. Shekedushas Yisrael teluya bekedushas Hashabbos. Bekedushas Hazmanim Rashi Chadashim teluya bekedushas Yisrael. I mean, that makes sense, meaning we're the ones who are Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, because based on the way when we decide when Yom Tov is Rosh Chodesh, there will be Kedusha to the Zmanim. So they say the Talmud, Talmud Rabbeinu Yehuda, Shekedushas Yisrael Taluya B'Kedushas HaShabbos. I mean, that's something to think about over Shabbos, what's going on, what's candles mean in. What's that? Chutz Mizu is meaning that it looks like it, so it looks like it too. Al Kopanim, that's an interesting Maramokim in the Talmud Rabbeinu Yehuda. Fine. Good. So now the Gemara says, what's tak of the shat? The time of my ain chesim b'shtaim. Why can't you be chesim b'shtaim? If you should ain eisim mitzvahs chabilais. You don't try and bundle off your to do it in an economical manner, so to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. That you don't do. Says the Gemara, my havi Allah, are you allowed? I mean, how do we end off in the shaila about Mashiach Yisrael, Bein Yerushalayim? Are you allowed to? Not allowed to? Our Mosheishes, we say the following. Posach berachim al Yisrael amecha, so they change it to chayisim ber Mashiach Yisrael. So if your psicha was about Yisrael, then your chasima should be about Yisrael. Posach berachim al Yerushalayim, chayisim ber Bein Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Pasach Berachim Al Yisrael, Chayisim Bebein Yerushalayim. Even if you began the bracha speaking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmanis and Klal Yisrael, you can end off with Bein Yerushalayim, Mishim Shenemar, Bein Yerushalayim Hashem, Midcha Yisrael Yichanes. Meaning, Emosai Bein Yerushalayim Hashem, when will Hashem be Bein Yerushalayim? Bizman, Shenidcha Yisrael Yichanes. When there's a kibbutz and a kinnus of Klal Yisrael, and that will be the real binyan of, and that will be the salvation of Klal Yisrael. So the two are connected. Amar le Rav Zeira le Rav Chisda Nesi Mar v'Nisni. Come and teach us something. Amar le Birkas Mizena le Gamina v'Tanuya Masnisa. But I didn't even know the halachas well enough in Hilchas Birkas Amazin, and you expect me to start teaching you? Amar le Maihai. What are you referring to? Armalay the iklu the Beirish Kalusa. One time I went to the Beirish Kalusa, Bricha Birkas Mizena, and I benched. I said Birkas Amazin. V'zakfir of Sheishes Lakuya like a chivya, and of Sheishes was very upset and angry with me like a snake. V'amai, why was this so? Deli Amri Libris v'leitera v'leimalchus, because I omitted from the Nesach HaBracha. I didn't mention Bris. I didn't mention Bris Mila, I didn't mention Torah, I didn't mention Machas Viz David. So Ramai Loi, Amris, why didn't you do this? So he said, Kid Rav Hanan Lamarav, like Rav Hanan Lamarav, the Amr Rav Hanan Lamarav, Loi Amar Bris V'Tera Malchus Yotza. He says, if you don't say Bris and Malchus and Torah, you are Yotza. The Rishonim explains, says the Rashba, that in order that there shouldn't be two different Matbeis HaBracha, he thought that Rav Hananel thought it's odif to have one nusach bracha, and at kama that you see that it's not ma'akid by women and by avodim and so on. So let's kind of shoot for the lowest common denominator, what is halachically acceptable, and we'll do that. Bris levishena benashim etera umalchus levishena lebenashim leba avodim, and therefore I left it out, and of sheishis had a taina on me. So he said, "Ad shavkas kol hani taneiv amareiv avdis." Some say, "Kirv Hananel, you left all these other opinions, and you did like Rav Hananel." And they specifically say that because the save of this karav is shver, because at the very top of the Amud, first line, we said, "Rebbe Abba," which we saw was Rav. Rebbe Abba Amud Sarach Shirim Abahidat Chil V'Save. And there was also a mention there about how one needs to mention certain things over here, which he didn't mention. So it makes more sense to start to have a gear so that you did like Rav Hananel. So Kapanim says the Rashba, the reason why Rav Hananel held it was preferable to leave it out is this way there would be one uniform Nisach HaBracha, but Lididan we don't pass it like that. Amr Rabba Bar Bachana Amr Rabbi Yechanan Hatev V'Ameitiv Tzricha Malchus. That means one needs to say Baruch Ato Hashem Alekeinu Melech HaOlam. You need to say Malchus. Frag the Gemara, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush? The Rashba's Girsa is my Kamashman, the Ateva Meitiv Lav Diraisa. Do you mean to say that Ateva Meitiv is Lav Diraisa, and being that it's Lav Diraisa, it does not have the same din? It's not considered to be a bracha, hasmucha, lachavrito. In which case, that's the reason why you need to open up with Baruch. So if that is really, in essence, what you are saying, Rabbi Yochanan, so why didn't you just say, Lahed yadar ateva metiv islav diraisa? So Micah Mashmalan. So we say, it's coming to teach us, kol bracha she'ein ba malchus, lo yishma bracha. That in order for a bracha to have a shem bracha, you have to be mazkir malchus. You have to mention the concept of melech. You need to say melech ha'olam. Vrei the Gemara, that's the chiddush. If that's where you were coming to be mechadish, you call bracha shem bracha shem bracha shem bracha, ha'amar b'yechon mechadish zimno. You already told us that. So vayta, why do you need to say it again? So amar b'zeiro lo'imai shetzricha shtei malchiyois. You need two malchios, meaning hadadida, one malchus you need for it itself, meaning for this bracha v'ateva meitiv, it requires a malchus for it itself, so you need to say baruch atah Hashem lekein melech ha'olam for it itself, the chada and the b'nei Yerushalayim. And you also need to be maskir, to really to be mashlim, a malchus which you didn't say in the b'nei Yerushalayim bracha. So if there's a rush over here. We need one over here and one in Bnei Yerushalayim. So we'll see why in a minute. Meaning there is, we don't say Baruch Hashem Lekein Melech Olam Bnei Yerushalayim or Bnei Barachim of Yerushalayim. So you need to be mashlim for the lack of malchus in the Bnei Yerushalayim bracha. So, Frag the Gemara, yeah, you want to start to be mashlim all the various places where, in theory, you could have said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam and you didn't do so. Yachi mi boitlas. So there should be a third malchus in that bracha. Chada dida v'ateva meitiv for that bracha. Chada de ben Yerushalayim, because you don't mention Melech and ben Yerushalayim. Chada de birkas ha'aretz. You also don't say Melech ha'olam in the bracha of Neidelecha. The reason why you just start and open up with Neidelecha Hashem Elokeinu, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, is because it's a bracha smucha l'chavrata with Hazanas HaKol. So that's the reason why you don't need Malchus and Neida. If so, for the very same reason, Bein Yerushalayim Nami Leiti Boy, you also shouldn't need Malchus to have your law bracha smucha l'chavrata. It's also a bracha smucha l'chavrata. So Bechlal asks, I don't understand your logic. You're saying that the chiddush that you need, ateva meitiv tzricha malchus pirish, it needs a malchus for it itself, because it's not considered to be in din a bracha smucha l'chavrata, and it needs malchus to be mashlim, the lack of malchus in the Bnei Yerushalayim bracha, but it's a bracha which is smucha l'chavrata. So, that's the Gemara's kashna. I'm like, "Why didn't that feel Bnei Yerushalayim?" I'm like, "Boy, Ella, I need the Amr Malchus Beis David." Here says the Gemara is the difference when it comes to the bracha of Rachim. Here we're mazkir Malchus Beis David. We mention Malchus Beis David. I need the Amr Malchus Beis David. Lav Urach Ara Deloy Amar Malchus Shemayim. So to mention Malchus Beis David. That David is not the Melech, and you're not going to mention the Malchus Shemayim, that is a lack of Derech Eretz. So, La Urachar de Le'am Malchus Shemayim. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines in the bottom, Rashi says, La Urachar de Le'am Malchus Shemayim, Bebeni Yerushalayim, Hilkach Mahadu La, Batev Ametiv. And like the Rishonim explained, meaning, so, why don't you say, Malchus in the Brach of Rachim. I mean, mention the Malchus of Beis David and mention the Malchus Shemayim. So that we say, it's also not appropriate to be Meshatif and say, you know, there's a Musik of Malchus by Malchus Beis David. But by the way, there's also the Melech Malchus Amlochim. He's also a Melech, meaning Miyishvelach. You cannot be Mashra, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to any other Melech. So you're in a little bit of a halachic quandary and an impossibility. You mention Malchus Beis David, so it's a lack of derech eretz not to mention Malchus Shemayim. But it's also not a, it's not derech eretz to mention Malchus Shemayim, because in some way you're being mashvil the two. So you need to mention it. You need to be mashlim it. Hence, or mashlim in hateva meitzah. That's what the Gemara is saying now. So, yeah. Rav Papa Amar, you know what the original name of Rabbi Bar Bachana Rav Yechon that Teva Meitzah Tzricha Malchus means? Rav Papa Amar, Hachik Amar Tzricha Shtei Malchus Lebar Medido Ein Hanami. Itak is referring to that. It needs two Malchus. Rashi says, Kegoin Avinu Malkeinu. That's a Malchus. Adi Reina Barina Galina Kadeshina Kadesh Yisrael Reina Reisrael Hamelech Atev. So those are two malchus. So besides Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech, which is one, we say Avinu Malkeinu Hamelech Atoiv, so which is what we do, and it's quite interesting. We paskin like Rav Papa, which is quite interesting. I mean, the Rambam, the Rif, what is there? We paskin like Rav Papa. At the end of the day, we have two mahalchim, two pshatim. How to explain Rav Yechon? Rabbi Bar Bachana said b'shem Rav Yechon, Hateiv Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. First pshat was one malchus, bar midyadah, which you mashlim. Papa says you need to have two, which, I don't know, as far as kind of just looking at the original text, the memra of Rabbi Bar Bachana Rav Yechonon, I would have thought the first pshat is easier to kind of fit into the words of Rabbi Bar Bachana Rav Yechonon than Rav Papa's pshat of Tzricha Shtei Malchus Lebar Midyadah. Al-Kopanim, that is how we pask, and that's what we do. And hence we say in the beginning of the bracha, Bracha Hashem Akinah Melech Ha'ilam, and then we mention two more times the Musa of Malchus to be mashed. That's how the Gemara is coming out. Says the Gemara, Yosef Reb Zera Achirei Derev Gidl. Reb Zera was sitting behind Reb Gidl. The Yosef Reb Gidl Kamei Derev, when he was in front of Reb Huna, the Yosef Vika'amah. And he said the following, Tovalei Yiskishal Shabbos, Omer, Baruch Shinosin Shabbosis Lemnucha, the Amma Yisrael, the Ava, Laois Filabris, Baruch Mekadesh Hashabbos. And we know that this Baruch is said B'Shem Malchus, Baruch Hashem Lekin Melchelam, Shinosin Shabbosis, and so on. It's an interesting question, a cute question. If you look at Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says Baruch Shinosin Shabbosis Lemnucha, Vim Tamer. Smuchi. You know, we're not going to let go of this concept of any brach which is smuch lechavrata. You shouldn't say baruch at Hashem. So what happens? You said baruch at Hashem, baruch at Hashem, b'nei bracham av, b'nei Yerushalayim, amen. Oops, I didn't say ritzei. So it's going to be right here at this moment when you're going to say baruch at Hashem, alekeinu melech olam, shenasen shabbos, smuch olam Yisrael, and hopefully your bench has it. A lot of the benches don't have it, and you go fumbling around and looking for a siddur, and you can't find it in the siddur, yeah? And you've got this massive gap, what to do? That's always good to have a bench which has this, just in case. So, ask Thesis, but ad kama, I mean, the only time really when you're going to do this is if you haven't started the next bracha. Because once you start that teva meitiv bracha, you have to go back to the beginning. So the only time you really do it is in a situation where you've just concluded a bracha. If you've just concluded a bracha, so it's a bracha which is smuch lechavrata. V'yishleim ha'hoi ovalei niskin ha'sham el la'imra leprakim kishashachach ritzei v'achitzeinu ein zekari smucha v'zorech p'sicha be'baruch and so on. So it's really out of place. It's not really supposed to be. It's only here at Kama that you forget. So that does not have the halachic status as a bracha smuch lechavrata. Fine. So that's what you do if you forgot, let's say, on Shabbos. Amalei, so he said to him, man Amra, where did you get this from? Who told you this? Rav. This is what Rav taught us. Hada Yosef Vika Amar, Tavali Yiskishol Yomtev, Omer Baruch Shinasin Yomim Tevim Lama Yisrael, some of the gears, Lissosin Lissimcha, some of the gears, and Ulizikorin, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. And so to him, and he asked him again, Amalei man Amra, Rav. Hadi Yosef v'Kamer Tovali Hiskish Shal Rish Chodesh Omer Baruch Shinasin Rashi Chadashim La'ami Yisrael Zikarin V'lo Yodana I Amr Basimcha Iloy Amr Basimcha. I'm not sure if you should be maskir, if one needs to be maskir Simcha, and also I Chasimba Iloy Chasimba. I'm also not sure whether or not you need an additional Chasim at the end of Baruch, like we had at the end, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael, and so on. So number one, I'm not sure if it needs if you mention Simcha. And number two, I'm not sure if it needs a Chasima. Comes along the Tesis HaRosh, and says, Mil Siddha Tmiyehi. Hey, it's Nistapik Bazaar. What's the suffix? Why do you think this is any different? Haven Shatiknu Bracha Zula in Rabba Resh Chodesh, Kameba Shabbos Vyomtev, Lamala Yachtin Ba, Kameba Shabbos Vyomtev. Why should it not have a Chasima? I mean, Shabbos and Yom Tov have a Chasima. Let this have a Chasima. Zak Barash, the Epsha, the Hanach Beis Sveikis, Ha Baha Tatlia. He had two doubts. Doubt number one was, do you mention Simcha? And doubt number two, is there a Chasima? So it says like this, that the Shabbos to come are lo'ayis v'labris, havi matbeya oruch. It's a longer nusach. It's a longer nusach. Kevin shemazkeba ois bris. And that's why the chaysimba. That's why there is a chasima. To the extent that you mention more things, it's considered to be a longer bracha. If it's a longer bracha, it warrants a chasima. But over here, at Kama, that we have a suffix, if you should mention Simcha Baruch Chodesh, so it's considered to be a shorter bracha, hence, there's no Chasima. Says the Rosh, very interesting, the Nira Dafagav, the Talmud, Eloika Poshit La, the Gemara does not conclude, Nira She'ein L'Shanesa Mishabas V'yomta V'yesh Lachtem Ba. There should be a Chasima. Ava Bishi Smucha L'Chavita Pesach Ba Pavarach, Kevin Shemit Rabbanan, and so on, Linyin Simcha, Kevin de leif shita nira she'ein la imra o mesaber la meimer de leif shayach be simcha b'reish chodesh. So we don't mention simcha on Rosh Chodesh, but at least legabe the suffix says the Rosh ha taha talia. Fine. So that was the suffix. Yichazam alech azamay today the rabbi. Good. Gidul bar min yer mi havi koi kamed of Nachman. Tor of Nachman. So Rav Nachman was a Shabbos, and Rav Nachman made a mistake. The Hodav Reisha, and he went back to the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. Rashi says, L'tchilas Birkas Hamazon, K'dar Minin Gabi Tzfila, Okares Raglov, Chayzul Reish, Hosem Udi Akiris Raglayim, Avol Hachas Siyim Bracha, Hu Akiris Raglayim. So he forgot to say Ritzei, and the truth is the Rambam, the Rosh, also Paskin like Rashi, you go back to the beginning of benching. Rabbeinu Yona says you don't need to go back to the beginning of benching. You just go back to the beginning of that bracha. Or we Paskin, you go back to the beginning. So he went back to the beginning. So Amalei, my time of it, Mar Hachi. Why did you do this? Right. So he said, why did you do this? Amalei d'omer shila amar rav to chizel roish. You make a mistake, you go back to the beginning. V'amar rav huna amar rav to aymer baruch shenosan. I thought there's this bracha which Chazal enacted, which Rav said to do, that you can say in place of Ritzei. So why did you go back to the beginning if you could have just inserted the bracha? Amalei v'lav yitma alam rav v'nashu v'techlifa amar rav leishanu ele shalei pasach v'atev ametiv. Once you've already begun the bracha v'atzev ametz, the fourth bracha, then you have to go back to the beginning. And some say the reason is because, especially it's much easier to hear if you say v'atzev ametz is the rabbanon. If you say it's the rabbanon, the pshat is you finish benching. It's like you've taken your three steps back. V'atzev ametz is the rabbanon, but benching is over. So at kama that your benching is over, so then you have to go back to the beginning. So that's why we say halach lamaisa. Once a person has begun the bracha v'atzev ametiv, it's too late to insert this nusach, this bracha. Amar Avidi bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel Tovle Yiskeshel Rosh Chodesh b'tfila machzir nesa. If you don't mention Yal v'Yalva in Shmuel Esrei, you go back. Birkas Hamazon ein machzir nesa. Amar Rav Avidi bar Avin, Rav Amram, Maishna Tfila, Maishna Birkas Hamazon. What's the difference? Amar Avle Didi Kasheli. I had the same kasha, v'shalti l'Rav Nachman, v'amali minad ma'shmul l'shmili, I don't know, ela nechzena, but let's figure it out ourselves, let's see. Nechzena, tfilo d'chayvehi ma'chzir nesai, birkas mizayna, d'ibay achal, ibay le achal, ein ma'chzir nesai. The difference is simple, when it comes to davening the Shemoneh Esrei, which is obligatory, you have to say it. If you forget the Yalav Yalav, you have to repeat. When it comes to a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, which you're not obligated to have a Suda, then Ein Machzir Nesai, you don't have to repeat it. Fractasis.
What's the
Say again. Lechanami. Hey, Lechanami. But the chiyuv suda on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv suda. Say again. And Lechanami. But legabi to be mazgir me'ein ha'ma'ira, when that's dependent on the chiyuv suda. Again, we're not discussing if you've been benched, or if you didn't bench misalik, of course you have to repeat it. We're discussing the musag of being mazkir me'ein the ma'ira. It's not incumbent on me to have a suit in Rosh Chodesh. If you look at the top taste, it says, Vim Tamer Vaha, Havi Rosh Chodesh, Miyema, the Loyalis, Anas, Behoin, Vimigilis, Kainis, you're not allowed to fast. You must eat in Rosh Chodesh. This gives a fairly straightforward answer. Yishlemer, Dachi Brushi, Iboy Achel, the Iboy Loyachel pass. The difference lies in whether I'm obligated to eat bread. That is the difference in Rosh Chodesh. You're right, I'm not allowed to fast, but I don't have to eat bread. Hence the difference. Elamato Shabbos says we yomim tovim delei sagi delei ochel hachanami dei toy hoder. So would you say therefore, based on your logic, that on Shabbos yom do you have to get back? Amalayin, yeah, you do. To Amar Rav Shila, Amar Rav Ta Chayzel Reish, you don't have to go back. I the Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav Ta Oimer Bach Shnasan. Lavit Marla Leishanu Alashlei Pasach Batev Ametiv Pasach Batev Ametiv Chayzel Reish. So Bekitza, what comes out? We have said that when it comes to benching, a person on a Shabbos and on a Yom Tov and on a Rosh Chodesh, they have to be maskin me'ein the ma'ira. That they have to be maskin me'ein the ma'ira. But however, if a person did not and they said b'nei Yerushalayim amen, so then that is the time when they insert this bracha, which Rav said that one should say. Now, once a person already began to say the bracha batev amitiv, then it depends. If it's a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, you have to have a suda, you have to go back to the beginning. If it is a Rosh Chodesh where there's no chiyuv suda, you don't go back to the beginning. The last piece of the Mishnah was, how much does one need to eat in order to be mechuyev in Zimun? Rav Meir said a kezayis, Rav Yudah said a kebetza. Frag the Gemara, lemeimer the Rav Meir, hoshav le kezayis, Rav Yudah kebetza. So the Gemara is going to bring a very interesting tushtel. You might have thought that the two have got really nothing to do with each other, and that's perhaps why the Gemara is prefacing with this little statement. Do you mean to say that there's a chashivas in a kezayis according to Rabbi Meir, and there's a chashivas in a kebetz according to Biuda? Vayib chashamin and lo. We have a Mishnah, this man, v'chein, mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah over there in Pesachim is speaking about what does the person need to go back for if he forgot to do bir chametz. And the Mishnah says, v'chein, and so too, mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim, the nizka shahaya v'yade b'sar kodesh. He's leaving Yerushalayim. He realizes, oops, I have Bisar Kodesh, and I was supposed to eat it there or burn it there if I didn't eat it in time and so on. So we say, Im Avar Tseifim, if he passed a place which according to Rashi is called Tseifim, Rashi says, Mokim Shiachol Lira is based on Migdash, but Rashi learns it's a distinct place. Tesfa says, it means if you've passed a place where you can see. Labda after we're discussing a particular place, but it's a place which is possibly equidistant to Yerushalayim from all sides. So im over seifim, the din is, once you've already passed it, sarfabim kaimai. You need not go back. You can just burn it off an art where you are. The im lav chayzev asarfa fnei abira ma'atzi ha'maracha. Otherwise you have to go back to the harabayas and you burn it over there and you can use the wood of the maracha. You don't have to bring your own wood. Ad kama heim chayzim, how big is a piece of meat which obligates you to go back? Rabbi Meir Omer is there as a bekebetza. Own, meaning both by chametz and by kachim, only if it's the sheer bekebetza. Rabbi Meir says there is a bekezayis. So here, Rabbi Meir said what is considered to be a hashivus, legabi zimon, a kezayis. Rabbi Meir says a kebetza. And in Pesachim we see the opposite. Amr Rabbi Yechanan Mukhlef is a shita. Let us switch the opinions. Which one? No Rashi. Which one do we switch? No Rashi. But we have a Tesvus. If you look at Tesvus, Dibur Maskal Rabbi Meir Savar, about 8-9 lines down, it starts with the word Bekezayis. Tesvus says, Dilafi Mash Machlef Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat, the Machlef, Ka'amr Rabbi Yehuda Bekezayis. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says the Kezayis. I mean, we're swapping over here, and we're swapping the Mishnah in Brachas. The Rebbe Yudah says a Kezayis, and Rebbe Meir says a Kabitzer. The Mashah asks, like, how did Tosfos know? My Psikali asks the Mashah that we're switching the Shitas over in Brachas more than the Shitas in Pesachim, and there are Terutzim to this Kansha. Akoponim. So that's the first answer. That, Mukhlefes HaShita. By Amar Leilam HaTepach. You need not be Machlef. Hacha B'Krei Plegi. Reb Meir Savra V'Chalta Zu Achila. Visavato zushtil v'achila b'kizayis. Usually, when we speak about achila, achila means a kizayis. That's what achila means, and therefore, what is considered to be a chashivas lagabi achila lagabi zim and a kizayis. Whereas we use this over v'chalta v'sevata means achila sheyesh b'sfir v'chalta v'sevata state, meaning it's the type of achila which has in it a sviya v'ezazu is a kabeitza. I mean, only once you have a kibetzah is that considered to be a chashiva achila with a sphere. Hence, that's why he says what he says. Whereas hasam b'svara pligi, there it's a shaila and svara, Rebbe Meir Savra chazarasa ikitumasi. That the chazara is like tuma. Meaning, we're discussing how much meat do you need to have in your possession which warrants and obligates you to go back. Well, let's look at another halacha with regard to b'sar kodesh. Tuma. Matumasa the kibetza. We know that there's a chashivas of a kibetza with regards to dine tuma, that a kibetza is able to impart tuma. So too, av chazarasa the kibetza. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, chazarasa ki isurai. He says, no, the chazara is like the iser. Ma isurai. Just like its iser is the kizayis. Af chazarasa b'kizayis, and hence they're arguing in svar over there, and therefore it's two different machlekesim, and hence it's not shver. A couple more minutes, and then we'll stop. Says the Mishnah Ketz and Mizamin. How does one make a zimun? What is the nusach which you say? So we say bishleisha, aymer nevarich. We say that zimun is a brach where you kollel everyone together, and therefore you say nevarich. Let us bench together. Bishleisha v'hu. But if there's three people besides him. So if the three of the pshat is, I need all of us to make a bracha kolelis, because you need a minimum of three people. So I say, nivarech, let us bench, and all three people are instrumental in creating the zimun. So I'm including myself. But if there's four people, and I'm the mezamin, so shleishavu, aymer barchu. You just say, you know, bench, you should bless, because I don't need myself to be included in order to actually create this bracha kolelis. And so too, Basara Aymer Nevarach Elikeinu. You say Elikeinu, and Tesis points out in the third line down, Garcina Veloy Garcina Nevarach Leilikeinu Velamet. Dafke Gabi Shir Vayidog Sev Lamet, Gabi Shir Lashem, Haydi Lashem, Gab Lashem, Gabi Bracha Lemet Sina Zeh Lashem. So it's Nevarach Elikeinu, Basara Vahu Aymer Baruchu, because I don't need myself in order to justify saying Elikeinu. You say this applies be it if you have 10, be it if you have 100,000. Now pashtus, that is the end of the Tanakhama, and now we're bringing a different day. The Meya who Aymer Nevarach Hashem Elikeinu. So you add in the word Hashem. The Mevahu Aymer Baruch. The Elef, who Aymer Nevarech Lashem Elikeinu, Elikei Yisrael. So you add in the term, the name Elikei Yisrael, if there's 1,000, and so too, the Elef, if there's 1,001, he would just say, Baruchu. The Riboy, if you have 10,000, Aymer Nevarech Lashem Elikeinu, Elikei Yisrael, Elikei Tzavokei, Yisrael, Akruvim, Alamazin, Shachalnu. And there is a Girs in the Rishenim, and Gdei Lachrenim, how to be Girs over here, but that's a Girs. Ribay Vahu, 10,001, Aymer Baruchu. And the Mishnah says, Kenyan Shuhu Mavarech, Kach Oinim Afrov. Just like a person initiates to the group, so too they should reciprocate and respond in kind. Meaning they would say, Baruch Hashem, Olekeinu, Olekei Yisrael, Olekei Tzavak, Yisrael, Kriv Malamazin, Shechalnu. Rabbi Yisagli Le'aymer, Lefi Reiv HaKol, Haim Mavarechim. Meaning, Rabbi Yisagli seems to be going, the words which we just said now seem to be what Rabbi Yisagli is articulating, meaning, based on the size of the kahal, hey, mevarachim shnei b'makelas baruch lekem Hashem b'mekar Yisrael, and that's the reason why there's a difference if there's 100, if there's 1,000, if there's 10,000. Whereas the Tanakhama didn't say that, And this is also Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, no. Mamatzina Babesak Nesis. Echad Merubim, Echad Mu'atim, Omer Baruch Hu, Es Hashem. So too over here when it comes to benching. We're also not going to make any type of distinction. There's no difference if there's 10, there's no difference if there's 10,000, and so on. Rabbi Shmuel agrees, but Rabbi Shmuel Omer Baruch Hu Es Hashem, HaMevayrach. He just adds that you should say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, HaMevayrach. Okay, call it here.